So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Right now, there is, in any moment, the full Senate vote, the big vote on the big, beautiful bill. And yesterday, I felt a lot better about it. Today, I have a lot more problems. And look, it is all about getting to the finish line with this. On the one hand, Elon Musk, shut up, buddy. Just shut up. People are not going to follow you, primarying him, threatening to do that with Trump. That's one. Two, President Trump's got to stop telling us we're not going to be playing with Medicaid, just waste, fraud, and abuse. That's just not true. We do want to cut these people off. Is that waste, fraud, and abuse? Well, not by law, but able-bodied men who won't work the 80 hours a week, a month, and or volunteer, that is not illegal at this point, but it's why we want to cut it. We are cutting it. And then when you take a look, random fact, but think about this. Even though I would cut those people off, you have people making the case, people here illegally still will be able to get Medicaid, yet you have Americans that are going to be knocked off. Now, I think they ought to be knocked off, but I don't think if you're here illegally, you should be getting Medicaid. And then the salt thing. I saw a great piece. National Review is conservative right down the line. What it comes out with that I have here is the Senate part of this rises in 2025 to 40,000. We're going to let people in states like New York with a communist potentially as a mayor. Jersey, where they never stop. 40,000 they'll be able to take off. Then in 2026, it's adjusted to 40,400. 2027, it increases annually by 1%, 2027 to 2029. It keeps on going up. Then allegedly, it goes back to the cap in 2030. A National Review makes a great point. Do we really think in 2030 you're going to get these people back after they've gotten this largesse? No, I think it's a lie. A National Review says, for these eight people holding out, and look, I realize Jeff Van Drew's in a tough spot in Jersey, but he's one of the eight holding out on this. It's going to cost us an added cost about $40 billion for each one of those seats over the course of the next number of years that I laid out. Is that worth it? $40 billion we're paying them because we need them. A gun to is to our head. Now, I'm all about taking one for the team, sticking your elbow in there. You know, you got to get on base. But the bottom line is here, that's just excessive. $40,000 in Jersey. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Also, I want to talk about in Idaho, the guy who, it seems to me, the evidence is obvious. Wait a minute. The big, beautiful Bill. Move my screen there, Henry. Well, you can't see that. You're seeing the same thing I did. Is it 50-50? And I believe Vance is breaking the tie. That's what I see. The Senate has passed the big, beautiful bill. Now heads to the House for final passage. And that's where we're going to see the battle here. The give and take back and forth on this. Vance had to break the tie. So that means they lost three. It was probably Murkowski, Tillis. I'm not sure of the other. We'll give you the other when we see it. But it has passed. But that doesn't mean it's passed. Now the back and forth goes on with the House, and the House probably will vote on this tomorrow. So are those flaws what I laid out to you? Are they flaws, or do you say, come on, Dom, you got to take one for the team here. Just do it. We just need this, whatever they want. $40 billion a seat we're giving them. How in the world do we continue to raise the salt tax? We have people in Jersey, and we feel for you. But does that mean we're going to bail you out from what continuously happens in Jersey or New York, where they're going to elect a communist, it looks like? Should we give them $40,000 to take off their federal income tax? And as I said, the figure over the course of time of this comes out to about $40 billion for each one of those seats. They got their way at this point. That's going to go through. Now, the Medicaid stuff and the back and forth over that, I'm not sure. And I'm not even fully sure of everything exactly that's in this. So 855-839-1210. Vance cast the deciding vote here. And I get the enormity of this. I have 50 reasons why there are good things in this bill. But it is true. If we follow the Senate form, are they going to do that in the House? If you're here illegally, you get Medicaid, but we're going to knock Americans off. Now, the Americans we're talking about deserve to be knocked off. But how about the people that are here illegally? How do you square that up? There's something wrong that it's come down that way. All right, so let's start here. We got a lot of sound. Here's President Trump. And this isn't a factual statement. I get it politically that he wants to say it. They're so scared of Medicaid and cutting Medicaid. I think the Senate did more of that, as I understand it, in this. Will the House continue to follow through on it? Cut 16. Well, if we include, I guess, the abuse that you're on it and you don't work the 80 hours a month, okay, I'm on board, but just say that a little bit more clearly. But it is curious. We are knocking Americans off, and they ought to be knocked off. So how in the world do we knock Americans off and illegals stay on there? Both of them ought to be knocked off. $40 billion for each one of those seats in order to get their votes so they can get $40,000 and it goes up on the Senate side. And ultimately, do you think that's going to come back down? No. Why? Why would someone listening in Jersey right now get $40,000 to take off their federal income tax? Why? Because they're in an abusive situation. Because we did this before, sort of. Because we want to free them up. They're overtaxed. They're living under tyranny. Well, how long do we have to do that? Before people, look, the no tax on tips, great idea. Even some of the smarter Democrats, they have something going on now called Project 29. They're saying, some of the smarter ones, it's not just Trump's personality. It's the actual agenda that people want. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime. That's going to drive things. Sort of a break on Social Security. But does that mean we ought to let people here illegally get Medicaid? That's what the Senate said. And 18 Republicans voted to raise taxes on people that are pretty wealthy in order to cover some of this Medicaid stuff. That's not the way to go. Or are you in a camp, yes or no, that says, hey, it's all about winning. I don't like a lot of this stuff, but we got to get it over the finish line. Now it goes to the House. But remember, they have different visions of this than the Senate. I don't know that the deal is in. I think the House vote will be sometime during this show tomorrow. Has passed in the Senate, which is good news, except for these obvious things that I've told you that I'm not on board with. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, we have Kirk producing today, K-I-R-K. And the question in his honor, because we did this with Henry way back when, not to say we won't do it again, but let's let some time pass.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a famous person, and it's all in the call. It's all how you present it. Real or fictional, alive or dead, that's named Kirk or Kurt, C-U-R-T, or K-U-R-T, or Curtis, first name, last name. We couldn't think of a female name for this, like that's Henry, right. Henrietta. If there is one, we'd love to have it. All right, I'll take off Kurt Cobain, and I'll take off Kirk Douglas, all-time chin. You can't beat that chin in a million years. All right. In your honor, Kirk, what are you taking off?
Like you said, like those two.
Okay.
And actually, now I'm going to leave those two because I know there's a few others. But
okay. You want to give them a little chum in the water there.
Exactly, yeah, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Henry's not like that. He's not a generous guy like you. He wants to take them off. He wants to have them.
Yeah, no. Give me these answers. They're mine. Yeah. You can't have them.
Yeah.
How about, baseball legend? And his home run in the bottom of the ninth for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, and doing that thing when he
came around the bases. Oh, okay. Kirk Gibson going all the way around.
You know what I like about that guy? He used to give his height as 6'2 and three quarters.
Yeah.
I always loved that. He put that in the official thing. Dom Giordano, 6'1 and a quarter.
I suppose that's fine if you're being like listed on the website as like, you're 6'2 and three quarters. But if you go around telling people, I'm 6'2 and three quarters, I'm like,
I admire that.
Are you in the fifth grade? Like,
I admire that. You know, it's showing he's not cheating and bumping up, but he's not going to bump down.
That's a fair retort.
Exactly. But he's the one guy that I would always see, other than guys that 7 foot.
Like Dan.
Listed.
Yeah.
That's
my height.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Yeah. Okay. Kirk Gibson.
All right. There's a million of them out there. Get in and come on. Maybe you've never called before. Are you happy about this or do you see the downside of this? Is it too much of just throwing stuff together? And Elon Musk has got to be kidding me. He's going to, we'll play you what President Trump said. I don't know that he threatened to deport Elon Musk. But he did talk, he talked about the subsidies. How come the subsidies are suddenly in play here with Elon Musk? Well, they are. And that's where it's going to stand. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Is it fair that we're going to get rid of Americans on Medicaid, which we should, but not people here illegally? How do we come to that kind of mindset? 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay, it is dump time. Strike early today on the side question. Kurt, Curtis, there's a million of them out there. At least I hope there are. It's all in the call. Remember that. All right. The big, beautiful bill passes the Senate. Got a lot more sound on that. But one item to throw out to you that tells me how many times do we have to go through this. It is a conundrum. I saw these poor people, at least the dad I saw on Fox and Friends this morning from Idaho. Remember those students killed that were living together? There were two blonde females and others just savage, hacked to death. And the evidence seems pretty clear. This guy was from Pennsylvania, I think, originally did it. So in the blink of the eye, these weaselly prosecutors, and Idaho's pretty conservative across the board, I think, they jump into the ring. And they tell the parents, well, we don't want you to have to go through the pain of all these appellate decisions that will go on for a number of years. Oh, really? We're going to give him, quote, life without parole. Hey, I'm still betting that someday Mumia gets out of there. You know, I hate to say it, but that's the way this works. in Idaho, this case? Well, we don't want to take a chance. Suppose he walks. So we have a death penalty on the books, even in a place like Idaho. And these weaselly prosecutors, and then they puff up, they walk out there, he's going to be in for life and this and that, whatever. Hey, buddy, shut up. He's still alive. You're a junior Larry Krasner. And again, it's not about prosecutors, just this one case. It's about protecting all of us. And how does that happen? Well, if we would routinely see the people that deserve the death penalty get it, I'm talking about every day we see some big story on that, I believe it has a deterrent effect. And if it doesn't have enough of it, then we need to do more of it. That's my answer. But I don't know. We let the left, and even in Idaho, this gruesome crime, pretty clearly who did it. Well, you know, do you really want to go? And the parent, I saw the guy on Fox. He said, yeah, we realize there'd be appeals and all that. But we know he's alive every day. And there will be stories. And if it's like Mumia, maybe they'll put his writings in Cornell's library. Remember that? Maybe they'll name a street after him. Maybe we'll hear book after book and person after person about something like this. How in the world does a country say it's for the death penalty, and then the people empowered to do it find one reason after another to tell the people who want it, the parents and the rest of us, at least on paper, for the deterrent effect, for justice, for anything? Nope, we're not going to do it. Just out of the blue, that happens today. Or in the last couple of days, I'm not sure, Monday, whatever, and they fully knew. And they're like, what? Are you kidding me? Yes, we do want the death penalty. That's our business. And then the victims are made to feel like bad people. Well, was that going to bring your loved ones back? And then we do the head count with Joshi Shapiro. Remember the Tree of Life in Pittsburgh? He's lying about it. I've seen the evidence. Overwhelmingly, the immediate relatives of the people that were killed there do want the death penalty. He lies and says they don't. And on and on and on it goes. No, this is about what Democrats, progressives are about. And we've allowed them, even though this issue is on our side, to continue to weasel out. And this is a big one. I mean, this got more airtime, I guess, because of the savagery of it. They were all together in this remote spot, whatever it was. It got a tremendous amount of play. And it's not like it's in Philadelphia. It's in Idaho. I'm going to go to Susan in Winmore on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan, thanks for calling.
Oh, hey, Dom. I got an answer for the side question.
Sure. By the way, I'm usually over there. You said tell Sharon at about 10:30 at the Flowertown Farmer's Market.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed you on Saturday. I was there.
Okay, well, I'm going to try for 10:30 this Saturday. I'm setting my clock.
Okay. So anyway, my answer is the guy who should be the next mayor from New York City, Curtis Sliwa.
That's a great one. We love Curtis Sliwa. Now we got to get him on the show again. A little bit, he's in demand, but that is a very good one. Curtis Sliwa. Thank you, Susan. Yeah, good start with that. Hopefully we'll get him on. I realize, you know, he's got all kinds of people telling him get out of the race and everything else. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Here is President Trump with Elon Musk. Now, does Elon Musk really think he's going to challenge Trump on this? I think it points to that Musk is mad. So many subsidies have been taken out here. How much was he getting in subsidy money? Here's Trump. I don't think he says he's going to deport him, but he'd like to go after Elon Musk using Doge. Cut 14.
Nothing, you know, he's upset that he's losing his EV mandate, and he's very upset about things, but you know, he could lose a lot more than that. I can tell you right now. Hey, Elon can lose a lot more than that. We hope it's going to happen, and we're looking for it to happen sometime next week.
All right, that was the core of it, and he did go on to talk about his status here and all the rest of it. So there are actually commentators there nationally viewing this as, who are Republicans going to be more afraid of, Trump or Musk in this? Musk can threaten to primary anybody he wants. He doesn't have the juice, though, to do anything with it. He's got the money. That's it. It's hollow. It's ridiculous. But this big, beautiful bill, I gave you some of the things in there. Are they deal breakers to you? You go, nah, just can't have this. You know, we're in the mode, I get it, of saying, hey, we got to get this across the finish line. But do you really think you're going to get rid of, and Democrats are toasting over there in Jersey. So if you're in Jersey, why don't people move? We've come up with, they brutalize you. Now, our hope is that Jack Ciattarelli is going to win. It won't be a silver bullet, but it'll go a long way. I get it. But why do we need to give $40,000 off your federal income tax? Because these guys in New York who are Republicans, they're in it maybe just as bad, if not worse, and they demanded that. Otherwise, they would scuttle the whole thing. Would they really? They'd be the guys you want to threaten to be primaried. I don't think you should give anything off, but I guess we could live with the $10,000. But 40, and in the Senate side, it goes up 1% every year. And they say in 2030, it goes back to $10,000. I get, come on, that's not going to happen. You know, once something like this gets in, it's going to stay. Also, how is it we're taking Medicaid away from Americans? Justified. It should be more. And yet, illegals still get Medicaid. That is kind of strange. Hey, Roberta in Sparta. Dom here in Athens on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Roberto, welcome in.
Hi, yes, it's Roberto, and I'm not in Sparta. I'm in Elkins Park.
Oh.
Okay. I have visited Idaho, and although not that part of the state, and, you know, I follow that case very closely because I know how it affects the people who live there.
Sure.
And first of all, I think any mass shooting, or in this case, mass stabbing, the prosecutor should be obliged to seek the death penalty. I that doesn't mean the jury will give it to him, right, to the defendant. That, you know, they might have doubt.
Well,
wait
a minute. Let me ask you, why, when it's a mass, what? See, to me, Roberto, they ought to be obliged to seek the death penalty if it meets his first-degree murder. You don't have to murder two people. One's enough.
Well, yes, but I mean, you know, all these liberals, like Shapiro, say, two wrongs don't make a right. Well, how many wrongs do make a right?
That's
though?
A good point.
Three, four. Yep. That's the point. And I'll get back to Shapiro if you're time permitting. But the prosecutor, he might have walked on a technicality. Well, resign. If I was in that county, I would go to the.
To your point, if you don't have confidence enough in your office and yourself to prosecute, then get the hell out.
And I told your screener that he could prosecute each case individually. You can't prosecute the four people and then prosecute them again twice because of double jeopardy. But if you're telling me there are four different victims, you can't have four different trials and at least get the death penalty, you should be disbarred. You should be a social worker, not a lawyer.
Yeah, I agree with you. Without a doubt, Roberto. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that. Do you have a answer to the side question today?
No, not today.
That's
I didn't
okay.
even hear it. Okay,
that's okay.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You, Roberto. Very glad you called. I don't know how we got Sparta. He didn't miss my Athens joke there, but that's okay. He's in Elkins Park. That sounds more exotic. Sparta. All right. 855-839-1210. Big, beautiful bill has passed. Coming up, we're going to talk with a state representative who's gotten something surprising to me passed. In that he's gotten past the cursive must be taught in schools. He got it passed in the House side, and you know how liberal they are. The Senate ought to be a layup on this, without a doubt. Also, we have the biggest union in town on strike, DC 33, And I heard the mayor say, well, we have plans of what to do because they pick up trash and all. They said, don't put out your trash. That's a great plan. Keep it in your house. But the serious nature of this is they are the 911 call operators, DC 33.
Oh.
And they say, well, there's going to be a slowdown here. Who in the world's in charge? You have to have some kind of plan, a backup people that are coming in. It's bad enough, the 911 operators, the trouble over the years in Philadelphia. Think Eddie Pollack case. But you don't have backup people? All right, we're going to talk with the representative coming up. And it was, I think, 195-8 it passed. Name something else that gets that kind of passing. So if people become aware that cursive is needed. All right, and get into, give us that Curtis Sliwa, Curtis, first, last name, or Kirk, or Kurt, or Kirk, K-U-R-T. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, you're with Dom. And in the middle of all the stuff, the president visiting the alligator Alcatraz. We'll talk about it. We've talked about this many times, and Dan particularly was resistive. This was almost like the cash thing and the bar thing we talked about. Cursive. Why do you need cursive? Why do you need the Palmer method and all that? Well, guess what? We have a breakthrough in Pennsylvania. It passed in the House, which for this, I think, is the harder. And Representative Dane Watro is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. He's the sponsor of this. Representative, welcome to Philadelphia. Where's your district?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I represent the 116th Legislative District. That's up by the Hazleton area and pushes through Schuylkill County down to like McAdoo, Klein Township area there. But mainly my focus or my majority of the district is the Luzerne County portion.
Ah, okay. Well, Lou Barletta is a friend and he has excellent penmanship. So I can see why this would happen. The former mayor there. So
yeah, and former congressman. Yes,
yeah,
sir. Great
exactly.
guy.
Yeah. So, Dane, why was this something that you got behind? After all, you were the sponsor and you got it through the House 195-8. Can you write some more bills? That's shocking.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
If you
if you say let's celebrate July 4th, 9 of those Democrats will vote against it. So great work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm very proud of this bill. This been around for quite some time, and recently, you know, within the last several months, been out with my daughter, and she explained to me that some of her friends do not know how to write or read cursive. And I found that to be very alarming. So I took up this bill. A colleague of mine who retired had this bill a session and a half ago, and I decided to go ahead and run this and change some language. It's a real easy bill. Basically, joint italics handwriting. It's very simple. I've learned down here in Harrisburg, you can't run a 50-page bill. It's going to be hard to get done. But this one is requiring our education system to instruct cursive, joint italics handwriting. Really simple. It's just a really good benefit to the students.
How do they check that box? Because we know my background's in education, Dane. How do we know that they're complying with it? What do they have to do?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Dom. So it's going to be up to the school district. Now, it's going to be a requirement. We all know we don't like unfunded mandates, but this is not this does not need to be funded.
Right.
This is a piece of paper, pencil, and your teacher writing on the whiteboard. So this is going to be has to be put in the curriculum. Now, the good thing about this bill is that I understand that every school district and every classroom is different. You gotta adapt to your region and your area. So this legislation, House Bill 17, requires cursive handwriting to be taught in the public and private elementary schools in Pennsylvania. How schools accomplish it is left up to the individual school district. So if it's second grade, if it's third grade, that's fine. If it's the second marking period or third marking period, it's totally what fits into their curriculum, but it's going to be required to be in there.
I think as critical as writing it, though, of course, is reading it. The foundational documents and everything else. In researching this, how is it that we got away from it? And when you made your case, did people say, yeah, how is it that we just don't do how long and why? I've talked about this a lot, Dane, over the years, maybe 20 years or so of this, and it's surprising that we got away from something this simple.
I was shocked, to be very honest with you, when I started really digging into this, because I went to my school districts and I said, hey, are you given this instruction? And I went to my friend, guidance counselor Erica Galeta back home, and she said, yeah, she very much knows that this is being instructed. Then I went to my wife. I'm like, she's a second grade teacher. Angela, I said, hey, did you teach this in second grade? She's like, absolutely, second marking period. The end of it, we started teaching it. So Hazleton Area School District gives this instruction, never got away from it. And then I went to the other three school districts I represent, and they do it. However, clear across Pennsylvania, it's not being done. They got away from it. Why? I don't know. I don't have that answer. It's just the fundamentals of everyday living. I mean, let's face it. it plays a role in everyday life, whether it's signing a checkbook, legal documents, or just adding the personal touch to handwritten notes. It's skills retain, you know, both professional and personal settings. So I just, it's a vital skill to have, and we got to bring it back here in Pennsylvania. And I'm hopeful the Senate will run this, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't understand the pace and why you wouldn't. I think it struck me it'd be friendlier ground even. When you research it, over the years when I've had people on and we've talked about it, they talked about higher order skills are enhanced, not just being able to read the documents and all this stuff and sign your name, but it actually has a mental capacity to it that is pretty obvious according to experts.
Dom, you're absolutely right. I have to say, the research that was done too, it supports, you know, fine motor skills. It continues the flow of writing, helps strengthen the high and hand coordination. Skills benefit students beyond the classroom. Additionally, it's faster way to write than printing as well. So it gets them ready for, you know, years down the road in their academic career if they're moving off to college for shorthand or whatever it is. So that's super important. And the great thing about 25 states now already require students to learn and write and read in cursive, Maine being the latest state, and I'm hopeful that Pennsylvania is going to be the 26th state now.
Now, how's your handwriting? I confess, if captured behind enemy lines, they never. It's worse than a doctor. It's horrible, and I don't have any disability or whatever. And I graduated Catholic schools, and I did really well in penmanship, the nuns and all that. But now it's pretty bad. So how's yours?
Mine's pretty good. I got to say, I love writing in cursive. I do. Everybody I try to meet, I always give them a handwritten note saying, hey, thanks for taking the time to come meet with me. It's always in cursive, and I take a lot of pride in that just because I want the person to read it. Not yeah. Like, what is this garbage and throw it away? So, yeah, I take pride in my cursive.
Now,
writing.
Do you do anything with this? I see Watro. That'd be a name I'd go to town with the O and moving it out, doing something like that.
No, usually my double W gets a little bit crazy there at times.
Okay. All right. So while you're with us, Representative, where are we with the budget? We're now efficiently 3 years in a row with the Shapiro administration post what is the legal date. Other than the gaming, which is kind of in the weeds a little bit for our listeners, what is it the Medicaid thing that's part of that's overlapping? What is holding it up?
I don't think so. I don't think that's the. You talked about the gaming issue. That to me is the pressing issue. As soon as there's a deal with that, I think there will be a deal made and the budget will get done. We are in an impasse now. That's not good. We should stay here until this is done. That's my feeling on it. Now, you know, the governor spoke about marijuana. He was big on pushing during his budget address marijuana. That's a divided, it seems like a divided caucus with that. So I'd be honest with you, I don't see that getting done this year. I hope it doesn't. I'm not a fan of it. So that's...
One more area there, too. I am one of the principal supporters of I Say So Myself. I have a new podcast on this with some really good national figures on school choice, charters, etc. And yet, when I bring Republicans on, that's died down on this. Why is there no appetite anymore to do that since Shapiro is a national figure and he boxed himself in, he won a credit for it, and now nothing is said about it? Why is that kind of died down?
Yeah, look at, you know, Shapiro campaigned off that during his first election here, and he's coming up on his reelection here very soon. And basically vetoed his own campaign promises. I don't understand. School choice is important, and I say that because every student learns differently. Some need that private charter cyber school, where some need that actual, like my daughter, she attends public education. Hazleton School District does well, excels. But that's not for everybody, and I identify that. But I think that is a very big talking point, but I don't think it's a budgetary one, unfortunately, this year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Good work. We'll have you back when the circle is closed with this. Glad to see it was relatively easy. Common sense prevails.
I don't know about easy. It took a lot of pushing and begging. But yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Dane. Thank you very much. Dane Watchrow, Representative Dane Watchrow, a name that you wouldn't forget. I don't know how many Danes are out there.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. But it passed overwhelmingly. The Senate, they're dawdling here. What problem would they have? I can't imagine. Finally. This is one of those I'm checking off the box. How many times people on talk radio would call in and say, isn't this a simple thing? I thought it was. It passed 195 to 8. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. The big, beautiful bill is passed. But can they reconcile with the House? And there seemed to be a lot of reluctance on some of the things I've told you about here. I just cannot believe that we're going to spend $40 billion to buy off essentially 8 legislators over the next 8 years and give them $40,000 their constituents get to take off their federal income tax because, let's face it, what's the reason why? The reason why is they're living behind the Iron Curtain. They're run by Democrats who will not stop spending. So if you're in Jersey, can you make the case? Come on, Dom. You know, we're all in this together. You got to help us out. 40 grand? Come on. Particularly with Jack Cittarelli. Isn't that the better solution to this? Let's say Cittarelli's elected. Would 40,000 still be necessary? Democrats are not going to quit just because he's there. You know, there's going to be just a huge battle every day. That's what they want to do. Now that they have this breathing room, is that going to stop the maniac in New York? Or is he thinking, hey, you can take 40,000 off and make the rest of us pay that you have a communist running New York City? 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey there, folks. Celebrate your freedom by doing something good for your health. This is a big July 4th deal. Rescue Natural Supplements Independence Day sale is going on now. Save 45% on 4 or more of their specially formulated supplements with the code FREEDOM. Mix and match single bottles to support a healthy heart, immunity, energy levels, or simply up your nutrient intake. Rescue has you covered with proven natural solutions to feel your best every day. To take advantage of this star-spangled deal, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Rescue's Independence Day sale ends Sunday, July 6th, so don't miss out. Remember, shop res-q.com. Use that code FREEDOM. Again, the code is FREEDOM for 45% off 4 or more single bottles. All right, time to hear Dano's show. So Randy Weingarten and Becky, Dan always corrects me on that, Becky Pringle, differ a good bit on the case that the Supreme Court ruled the other day. Randy Weingarten saying, yeah, come on, parents do have some rights here. And Becky Pringle saying, the NEA woman, no, they don't. I'll give you a little bit of that coming up. But Gary in Newtown is here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you? Great Good. Show so far.
Thank you. Well, we'll try.
Well, I'm going to see if I don't get my pants spanked when I ask this question. 2 weeks ago, you were on the hating of Tom Massey and Ron Johnson for holding out on the salt. And now all of a sudden, either you did the math or someone did the math or it came to your attention. It's going to cost too much money to be in there.
Well, no, it wasn't with Massey. It wasn't just the salt. There were any number of things that he was against here, wouldn't go along with on the House side. So I don't think it was just the salt.
Then I heard you incorrectly. My apologies.
Okay,
but
that's
I will say that. I will say that Ron Johnson's been on that heartbeat along with Robert from Bensalem. And he's got me along with him forever.
Yeah,
it's way too much money.
I think Johnson voted. You know what they're doing. You know what the con is, Gary. They're saying, well, in 2030, it goes back to 10,000. I would predict it's never going to go back to 10,000. That won't happen once they get it there.
Well, I will say this, and we can have this conversation maybe in August when we get together as a group. Until we start cutting everything
nothing's ever going to go down, and we'll never afford anything. So we have to have some kind of a reset somewhere.
Look, I agree with you, and I'm not saying it's done intentionally, but illegals will still get Medicaid, yet any number of Americans are not going to get it. That is, it just occurred to me this morning, Gary, something's off with that.
That's criminal.
Yeah.
And diabolical.
Yeah, even though I would cut these Americans, but if I do that and say they're undeserving, how are illegals deserving of it?
They're not.
Yeah.
How we can actually have a legitimate conversation about it, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, and look, I hear your point until we're really serious about cutting, but let's face it, Trump is not that. He's a populist here. He's sending all these signals even about Medicaid that make it difficult. So the others then are going to be in their corner. And look, would these SALT guys actually resist Trump if he says, you got to pass this bill, you're not getting 40,000? I think they would cave in.
I hope that they don't. I really don't want them to cave in at all because, you know, Trump was one of the biggest spenders for COVID. And if you looked at prices for real estate in 2019 to compared to today, it's 50% higher than it was 6 years ago, which
right.
is the reason why this nutcase in New York City is getting all the ground game that he can, because he's talking common sense fiscally, even though it's absurd.
Yeah, exactly. Gary, who is your Kirk?
Oh, my God. If we could have Kurt Schilling to help us end the rest of this season, I would be in heaven.
Well, I heard on a sports station today, the guy was saying, who would you, and I was at the game last night, and Walker was really good. Who would you have pitched the big game for your life? Would it be him? Would it be Roy Halladay or Hamels? And I think he left off the guy I'd have pitch in that would be Kurt Schilling.
Absolutely. He had the best, almost the best off-speed balls that you could ever imagine and want.
Yeah, big game, too. Big game, the drama. Look, I'm not saying he's a good guy. I mean, I've had him on enough times. Both hands on the bleep button, et cetera. But in a big game, bloody sock, you know, he likes that kind of drama. Maybe he cut himself, cut me in the dugout, you know. I think his big game record was pretty good. Some guys are big game pitchers. Things go their way. Other guys, things, they just don't seem to go their way. It was impressive last night. And Henry, I don't know if you've seen him, but San Diego, what a bunch of miserable fumblers. And
yeah,
just, you can feel no way. The way Manny Machado was not booed enough. He was booed severely last night for my taste. I think it was too young of a crowd. They didn't hold the grudge long enough. This
right,
guy,
yeah. It's only like 2 years
hits
ago.
Hits a ball off the wall and is held to a single. That's what I stood up. I'm standing up, standing ovation for that. He didn't even make a turn like he was going to say.
Yeah, they
a
got,
shot.
They got 350 off to a good start,
feet.
Too.
Yeah, held to a single.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah, they did not look good. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. The great EJ Antoni from the Heritage Foundation is next, master economist extraordinaire. We'll ask him about the big, beautiful bill and also about tariffs, because it appears that Trump was more right about tariffs than wrong. And it seems to be any number of these more moderate Republicans, they don't like what the Senate did. They're afraid rural hospitals are going to close. Is that true? Or is Medicaid the third rail? Meaning, everybody's afraid to touch it. It's almost like Medicare and Social Security. All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.